I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Basketball news. Reporter Matt Babcock says the Thunder offered the number 6 pick and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in exchange for number 1. The Pistons declined. The Pistons receive an offer better than that one. They may need to seriously consider it. Given the Oklahoma City Thunder's draft capital.
They've got like, 18 first-round picks in the next 6 years? Is that what we said?
That's exactly what they have, and that is not an exaggeration. So
their offer allegedly is, we'll flip picks and we'll give you a player?
Well, the player's a really damn good player.
Sure, but you can't just offer the pick at 6 and the player and think that that's enough when you've got 18 first-round picks in the next 6 years.
Well, let me see how many. I think they have 3 first-round picks this year.
Yeah.
And is the other one also a lottery pick? Hold on. Let me just double check. So could you get more? I think you could say you probably could get more. But as far as the player's concerned, really like the player. Here's the problem. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 2 years away from being, I think he's 2 years away from being a free agent. And, I mean, this is a guy who averaged, I think, 23 a game last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you start getting into max contract money for a player that is, you know, at that age, it could be over $30 million a year. So while you're getting a great player, an established great player, you're also taking up future cap space. We all hope that Cade Cunningham is worth being a max player after his first contract. But that means you get 3 more years out of Cade Cunningham before you have to do that. Like, if you have to wait 2 years before you max out Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you have to wait 5 years before you have to max out Cade Cunningham, right? So you get it financially, it makes more sense. Now, are you getting as good a player? You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a really good young player.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I mean, it's a hard one. He played 35 games last year. So I don't know what his injury status was last season. Kang, maybe you know what his injury was with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But, I mean, if you were going to tell me that the Pistons in Cade Cunningham will get a player that's going to score almost 24 points a game with 6 assists and 5 rebounds and shoot 42% from three-point land, you'd think he just landed a superstar, right?
Yeah.
Those are the numbers that Gilgeous-Alexander put up last year. Now, was he filling the stat sheet because he was on a bad Oklahoma City team? Possibly.
That's always a chance.
But that 42% from three-point land, that's not filling a stat sheet. That's elite three-point shooting.
It's filling a basket from beyond the arc. Look, I think it's intriguing to listen to these things. I don't want to take on the contract, the max contract, any sooner than you have to, regardless of when it is. And I gotta look up his contract, when he would be eligible for it. Because I think it's after the 2023 season. Either way, you're talking about, I'm glad they turned it down. It would have to be such a no-brainer. Because at this point, they have the chance to get Cade Cunningham and sign a free agent. Right? Under this circumstance, you have some cap space now, but you get Gilgeous-Alexander, and he takes up your free agent money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. So that's why you don't make that trade.
Well, I've said from the very beginning, you guys know this, that if I'm even going to think about trading the number one overall pick, it has to include future picks, of course, and an established young star. Now, that's where we start. established young star in my mind, though, for the number one overall pick for Cade Cunningham. It's like literally a handful of guys, and SGJ is not on that. Alexander's just not on that list for me. You know, it's the Devin Booker, it's Luka, it's Ja, it's Zion. You know, this is a very small list of guys like under 24 that I would want to trade Cade for. Otherwise, I'm taking Cade all day. Someone brought up an interesting name for me this weekend, Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I would think about that. But in the end, still not enough for me. And Jason Tatum is a better ball player than, you know, what Oklahoma City, that whole package they're offering. So for me, it's a no thank you. You know, I appreciate the offer. You're going to need to do more than that. He's just not on my list. You know, I have a short list here. He's not one of them.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Gilgeous Alexander because I haven't watched him enough. All I can give you is what I'm looking at stat-wise and seeing
he's
how he's
a nice young player, absolutely.
I think might be more than nice young. I mean, because he's developed each year from going from he played in 73, played actually all 82 games his rookie season with the Clips and had 11 points a game in 26 minutes. Then he upped his minutes when he got traded to OKC. He was playing 35 minutes a game, and he was scoring 19 points. Then this past year, again, only played half the season at 34 minutes a game, but those aforementioned numbers at 24 points and 6 assists and 5 rebounds, that's a nice progression to see. And maybe this guy is part of that next group of players that's going to be comprising the superstars of the league. He's got potential to be with those kinds of numbers.
Yeah, sure he does.
Creeping up.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't predict the future, but
I couldn't do it just for one of those first-round picks in Gilgeous Alexander. Now, what if they upped it to, say, 3 picks?
See, the ceiling for me is too high for Cade to pass up. I can't. I need a young, established. That's my hang-up. I mean, of course I'd want more picks than what the one they're offering, the 6th overall, but you can hand me all these picks. I need to start at some point start winning now. You know what I mean? And that's why I start with Cade.
And the other thing is, why does Oklahoma want to unload Gilgeous Alexander in exchange for Cade Cunningham?
Because they see the same thing in Cade I
see. That's why you go back to saying, nope, I'll take Cade.
God, I'll be so pissed off if Troy Weaver trades this pick. I can't believe, and I've been a big believer in Troy Weaver. In his 1 year here, he's done a lot of things. He's gotten rid of the entire roster. He's replenished it with things we think that are going to be possibly even a playoff team next year, something for the future. But if he passes on Cade Cunningham, and if the reports are true that they're still looking at, you know, there's 3 possible players they haven't locked in, and I don't know what the benefit of this is, leaking this information out or not, and whether they did or didn't, I would really, really question what's going on. And he better be right. And, of course, every GM has to be, you know, they better be right if they trade the number one pick. But this is huge.
You said you'll be so pissed if. And I'm thinking,
I don't want to get mad at something that hasn't happened, or maybe he's not even gonna, not even thinking about.
Can you change that till you'll be potentially so pissed?
No.
You will be pissed.
I'll be pissed until he proves me wrong. Until whoever he drafts or whatever, be like,
you're gonna sit arms folded.
Yep, exactly.
You're gonna be like a Lions fan. until you win a playoff game or until you get to the playoffs, don't even talk to me.
Kate better suck.
Yeah.
So if they take Jalen Green and he's Ja Morant and Cade is Zion Williamson, you're going to be pissed. Obviously, they're not the same kind of players.
I mean, if it shows that, until that's shown, though, you know what that means? So he's going to take they have to watch a year or 2 or 3 years. Until that happens, I'm going to be pissed.
I think that it's, I expect that I will be pissed too. I expect I potentially feel that way. And yet, I will let Weaver, to me, it's like, all right, Troy, you just put him out there. You just put him out there. You just made an incredibly bold move, which I don't agree with, but it's your job to be right on this one. And it's your job that will be lost if you are wrong. Not mine.
No, so, but we can question the hell out of
it. I'll question
it. The hell out of it.
I will question it, but I don't know. I grant him the right to do something unconventional, and clearly you don't, but that's okay. Gator, I forgot to, yesterday didn't have time to give you my COVID dream.
Yeah.
I had a really weird one a couple days ago, and I'll be intrigued to get your analysis of it. So I'll give you what the dream was today at 11:55. Gator likes to analyze people's dreams, and this one was odd, but 11:55, I'll give it to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
All right. So here's the Woj tweet. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN, who breaks all the news in the NBA, it seems, regarding the Pistons picking first in Thursday's draft. The latest from Woj is Detroit's internal meetings are still revolving around three players for the number one pick on Thursday night. Cade Cunningham, Jalen Green, and Evan Mobley. Sources tell ESPN. Detroit isn't fully there yet on committing to Cunningham with the first overall choice. Woj is pretty dialed in. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty dialed in. And he says they are not committed to Cade Cunningham yet. So, look, there's a few things you can do. You can immediately say, I don't believe that report. You can immediately just dismiss it and say, I don't think it's true. And I think Woj has bad information here. You can do that.
Huh?
I mean, I'm not. I think he's as dialed in as any insider in any sport. You can say it's a smokescreen, but then I would question, what is the smoke? If you are the team picking first, you don't really need to mislead anybody, but if you were going to mislead anybody, it would be misleading them on how much you love the player you could get and how it's really going to take a lot to pry him off me, right?
Well, or you mislead people thinking that you're undecided on it, and if a team behind you is absolutely deciding what they want to do, you're letting them know that, okay, come on up and trade for him. Because we're looking at, we like three guys. So if you love one of them, come on up and get them, but it's going to cost you.
I don't know that the it's going to cost you part. If you like three guys, then they might be like, well, we think we can get this cheaper than normal. Like three guys.
You can reject offers all day long. I mean, you don't have to take a lowball offer. I mean, do I think this is a bit of a smokescreen? Yeah, I do. I think this is also part of Troy Weaver perhaps doing due diligence and before he hits the button to lock in, we're taking Cade Cunningham. It's like when a blackjack dealer has an ace showing and says insurance, and everybody's got that moment where they can say, okay, you know what? I'm not sure. I think he may have blackjack. I'm going to pay for the insurance. So until you do that, until he locks in and flips over that card, you've got an opportunity to make your final plea, and there's still a few days before the draft. So I think it makes sense. If Wojnarowski comes out and says Pistons are absolutely locked in on Cade Cunningham number one, that shuts down any possibility any other team is going to look at, because the Pistons are locked in. They're not going to discuss a trade.
I think
so. If you say you were looking at they're still looking at three, I think it opens it up that they might be open for business.
I guess I disagree with you. I think, first of all, they don't have to say they're locked in. They could just say they love Cade Cunningham and that's the pick as it stands right now. But I don't know that there's much motivation to have a smokescreen when you have the first pick.
I would think that if you say that if they love Cade Cunningham, the implication is that's who they're taking and they're not moving off it. But we do have a tiebreaker.
Well, you're referring to me, Gator?
Yes.
I understand the argument you're trying to make, or if you know you believe in it. I don't know how this helps. What kind of smokescreen is this? So your argument is, hey, we're not locked in, so we will move the pick. That's the smokescreen?
I think they are locked in.
I think you're devaluing the pick.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand.
I don't know if they're devaluing the pick. I think it by them saying, because if they came out and said anything about this pick, that they love Cade Cunningham, teams aren't going to be trying to get him. Because they already know the implications the Pistons want him, but, and they're going to take him.
But everyone loves Cade. This isn't like a secret, right?
Everybody
out
does.
There, yeah.
But the Pistons have the pick, and they're going to get him. So if they come out and say, we like three guys, then all of a sudden the teams behind him are like, oh, wait a minute. They love three. Now we have a chance to make a trade to get number one.
But I feel like that devalues the pick, like Doug said. Like, oh, okay, so they don't need to take as much because they actually like other guys.
So how do you get the most value for the pick then? What do you say to get the most value for the pick?
Cade is by far the best player in this draft. We love Cade Cunningham.
Then as another team, aren't you thinking, well, they're locked in. Like, I'm not going to get him?
No, I think we got to give a lot.
Well, then we disagree.
Yeah. Well, 248-539-9797. The other thing is, and this is the other possibility, is that what Wojnarowski reported is absolutely true. And they are looking at other players.
He's usually spot on, so it's he tough,
is.
You know?
And the funny thing is, I realized why you said you'd be pissed. Because I'll be very curious if they take Jalen Green. Watching Jalen Green's G League games, I understand why Jalen Green is so coveted as an NBA prospect. I'll be pissed if they take Mobley, because I don't think Mobley's going to be good. I don't. And not, I mean, he might be a good NBA player. I don't want a good NBA player with the number one overall pick.
No,
so I guess I back off from giving you a hard time for saying you should be potentially pissed, not pissed, because I'd be okay with Jalen Green. Okay is strong. I would be worried that they passed on Cade, but I find Jalen Green to be a very, very intriguing NBA prospect. Not quite as much Mobley, but 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Chris on a cell. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think the SGA in number six, that would, Weaver would probably, if that's true, I'm shocked he wouldn't pull the trigger on that. Now, if they sweeten the deal with one of the other ones, other first round picks, he would really, I would be shocked if he didn't. But the thing that made me call is, King, you can't be serious. If they offered Tatum, you would say no. He is the top five talent in the league. I mean, nobody knows if this is a Ja Morant Zion situation with Green. He is not LeBron. He is not like what a type of pick that you just do not think of anything else. I mean, from what I've read, and even Stoney mentioned something where Jalen Green was really, really good in the workout. And there's been rumblings that Cade, did he have a really good workout with the Pistons?
I saw one thing that said they weren't blown away. It was The Athletic, I think, reported it.
SGA is a really, really good player, a young talent. And I wouldn't be worried about that he's due for a max contract or a big contract because he's deserving of it. He is everything that we need. Seems like his numbers, like Gator said, are great. I mean, he's not just a chucker. You know, his percentages are really good. And then the number six pick, I mean, that's pretty decent. If they can sweeten it with one more, like maybe not protected.
But Chris, let me ask you this. Then why are they trying to trade him for Cade Cunningham?
That's a good point. I don't know.
Well,
but,
if you like SGA.
You're seeing it, though.
If you like SGA, of course, you're going to like Tatum for sure, because Tatum is a better prospect right now than SGA is. So I understand that. And when I mentioned the Tatum thing, I did say that did make me stop and think, because that's about the threshold of player I'm looking for. And in the end, I said I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be completely like, oh my God, this is horrific. They traded for Tatum. But I feel like that's how much I love Cade's ceiling, by the way. As far as the SGA, why are they trading him? He's a really good young player. But they also suck with him. And I think Cade's the type of player that make a team better and start gathering some wins. And that's what I'm looking for.
Doesn't this have a little bit, it does have a little bit of the Zion, Ja Morant things to me.
And I don't know. It was a listener that brought that up a couple, probably about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, Chris. And I liked the comparison from you're making me think. Because I would not be disappointed with Ja Morant. If everybody thought, Pelicans won the draft, they're taking Zion, and they did. But had they taken Ja Morant, I think they'd be okay with that too, now that we've seen them both play.
Sure, but even before that, you and I both wanted, I think Kang may have as well, that we would have taken Ja Morant over Zion.
Well, Zion, it's because I'm not sure that he can play the game the way he plays it for 12 years in the NBA.
I think he's an injury waiting to happen.
Yep. But that's all speculative on my part. So, I mean, the one thing about Jason Tatum is he does eat up all your cap space. Cade does not.
That's
like, if you give up on Cade, you're giving up on two players. You're giving up on Cade and the free agent. Tatum or Gilgeous Alexander that comes back in a trade, I mean, you'd still get a pick. And if you love Kuminga or somebody else in this draft, I suppose you're saying, well, we're getting him too, but...
But if you're the Pistons, you try to manipulate that for more picks.
And let me be clear, there's no Tatum offer that's been reported out there. Let's not get that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.